Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll figure out if that did the same for our very own Cleveland Sports beat reporter who joined us now. Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we feeling?
Feeling all right, yourself?
There we are. We're feeling pretty good. Hey, Daryl, I had made the joke. Well, not really even a joke, because I think it's actually true. Watching the Browns play on Sunday, I think for the very first time this season, they actually allowed me to have a smile on my face. Did you feel the same way? Not even just a fan perspective, of just being able to watch a team that looked halfway competent.
Well, they looked competent against one of the worst teams in the league, so they got that going for them. They at least handled their business, but they got a long way to go, I think, before they keep smiles on people's faces, including that of Myles Garrett, as he said after the game. This was not enough. They need to do this on a regular basis. And there are plenty of questions to be had as to whether or not they're actually capable of doing that. But for one afternoon, you're right. They looked competent. They looked like they knew what they were doing. They had a game plan. They executed it almost flawlessly. And they ended up putting up the most points that they had put up in about 12, 13 games.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start it. They had to clear one step, right? They had to get to step one, and it feels like they did that. But
got to start somewhere.
Hey, we'll take a stepping stone right now. We'll take anything we can get. But Daryl, if we look at this and what it means for the team mentality, because you bring up Myles and the comments that he made. Obviously, we heard the frustration starting to sort of boil over leading into this week. Grant Delpit's comments. We had several clips from Myles in the way that he talked leading into this week. What does this win specifically do for their mentality heading forward in the season?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. They got a tough test against the 5-2 Patriots this week before the schedule really gets easy for them. They get the winless Jets coming out of the bye week. Depending on Lamar Jackson's status. If Jackson isn't around, you stand to think that certainly levels the playing field against the Ravens. You got 2-5 Las Vegas. A couple weeks later, you got 1-6 Tennessee. So by my count, you've got about four games that are very winnable in that stretch. And well, we'll see if they're able to do against those four teams what they did to the Dolphins.
They obviously go and score 31, Daryl. The offense looked better. I don't know that they looked great. Was this feeling more like a turning a corner for the Browns offense, or a little bit more like maybe lipstick on a pig?
Lipstick on a pig. Dylan Gabriel was not good. Okay, I know the completion percentage people ooh and ah over the 13-18, but he objectively was not very good. But he was good enough. Did not lose in the game. Did not turn the football over. Third straight game with no turnovers. Again, that'll get everyone, all hot and bothered and excited. To me, that's just doing the basics. And that's what he's doing. He's doing the basics of the job. He needs to show that he can elevate and, you know, he can make this football team better. But right now, he's doing the bare minimum. The bare minimum has him 1-2 as a starter. The reason they were able to win that game had nothing to do with Dylan Gabriel. It had everything to do with the defense creating three turnovers. Special teams created a fourth. And then Quinshon Judkins with not one, not two, but three touchdowns, the most since Nick Chubb scored three touchdowns for this team. So I will not be sitting here heaping praise upon Dylan Gabriel because, again, I thought he was average at best.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, you brought up the name Nick Chubb, which is a comparison that's been thrown out there for Quinshon. Is that going too far at this point to compare him to Nick? Is that just because great running back, what looks to be succeeding great running back, or are there genuine comparisons that you see there?
Well, I think it's too early to go down the Nick Chubb road, but what's becoming clear is that Quinshon is the next running back for this franchise. Whether or not he can do what Nick Chubb has done, Jim Brown did, and some of the other greats that have toted the rock here in Cleveland remains to be seen. But he's off to a pretty good start, so let's give him that. I certainly have loved what I've seen from him. Like Nick Chubb, very good yards after contact. He likes when the pads pop. And he's able to get maneuver his way over and through defenders. So, again, I'm not willing to say he's the next Nick Chubb just yet out of respect for Nick. But also at the same time, I do really, really like what I've seen from him so far.
Hey, Daryl, when we're talking about Quinshon, I was bothered a little bit by people on social media as well as like some of our callers and just things that I have heard. Because I watched Quinshon and thought that he played very well in that game. Obviously putting up three touchdowns, but I see a lot of people being critical of him and the Browns' run game. You had less than 4 yards per carry. A lot of people go, well, he had a 46-yard run, and that boosted that up. If you take that one out, here's the stats that would follow it.
Well, if I take out the negative runs and you know the line struggling to block for him, guess what? His yards per carry would probably be about around 10. I mean, he was in negative numbers. For a while. And then, you know, he started ripping off some runs and, started piling up the yards and then piling up the touchdowns. So that pendulum swings both ways. That argument goes both.
Black Friday, more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Both ways.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like that way for me. I don't know how a guy that scores three touchdowns, we go through and we're critical. Okay, three touchdowns is what we had scored over like the past 3 weeks. That's a just saying. I'll take a little positivity in this game, okay? We can smile about one thing. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
But Daryl, sort of going back to looking at where Dylan is, I think the conversation was interesting around Dylan because we look at it and you say he didn't play well on Sunday. I thought it was fine. It was enough to win, right? It's kind of the way that I've seen Dylan play the first week when he was going up against the Vikings. Like
he played like a backup quarterback, and that's how he's played since he was handed this whole thing. So, it's fine. He's not a franchise quarterback. I've said that, but people are starting to see what I've been saying, and that's okay. Took you a little time to come around, but he's going to have a very successful career is a backup in the National Football League. That's nothing wrong for a third-round pick. But I just hope that the Browns realize that he is, in fact, a backup quarterback. And, you know, they're not getting their hopes up that he has some sort of a future as a regular starting quarterback in this league, because he doesn't.
Yeah, Daryl, that's kind of where I was going. Do you feel like the Browns are looking at it this way, or are they looking at this more of, if you can win football games, you can more so play here as a quarterback for the Browns?
Well, I mean, winning's the most important thing, right? Mm-hmm. And let's also be fair to him. The conditions on Sunday were not such where he should have thrown any more than he did. I think it was a 13 of 18 was his completion ratio there, but he should not have thrown any more, okay? But there were plays that were called for passes in which he completely missed reads. There were two specific plays where I'm sitting in the press box, he's running around, looking right at wide open receivers, and he doesn't throw the football. He's obviously got a ways to go there, but he's not losing them games. He's not the reason that they lost the two games prior to Sunday's game. And I guess at this point, with the bar being as low as it is, well, that's just going to have to be acceptable.
And again, Daryl Ryder with us here on the hotline. Daryl, a lot of buzz on social media going on right now. Obviously, as the Jets descend and just continue to get worse and continue to lose games and don't know who their quarterback's going to be, rumors floating around that Garrett Wilson might be available and that Andrew Berry could have his eyes on them. Anything on that front that you've heard or gotten a feeling that that's something the Browns are looking at?
Well, we know that Andrew Berry loves making trades, and he loves making trades for wide receivers who need a change of scenery. And look, the Browns wide receiver room is arguably the worst in the National Football League, okay? And certainly bringing someone in like him might actually help these young quarterbacks. And the reason I say young quarterbacks is because I guarantee you, barring injury, we're going to see Shedeur Sanders here, okay, after the bye week. Whether it's right after the bye or a couple weeks after the bye, we're going to see Shedeur Sanders before this season is over, okay? Whether they get him 2 games, 4 games, 6 games, whatever that number ends up being, Shedeur Sanders is going to get an opportunity to play. I think that there's some assets that Andrew Berry might look to move on from. I think once Mike Hall Jr. gets healthy, that allows them to move Shelby Harris. For as much as I like Shelby and as good as Shelby is, well, he becomes a luxury that they don't really need right now because of the defensive tackle room. So, again, Mike Hall's got to get healthy enough to actually be able to return to the field. And we're 7 weeks into the season, and they've been holding a roster spot for him for 7 weeks just so he can practice during the week, because had he been on IR or PUP or anything like that, he wouldn't have been able to practice. And so also, too, when you're not expecting to win a lot of games, you can afford just to have a roster spot there for a guy to, you know, get healthy. I think Andrew Berry wouldn't be doing his homework if he didn't make a call to New York. And the Jets being the Jets, I'm sure he could, take advantage of their situation, much like he was able to take advantage of the Jacksonville Jaguars twice.
Daryl, if we look at just trades in general, is that the type of trade that you feel like the Browns would be going after? Is the type of guy that, like with Tyson Campbell, has control, gives them somebody there, and then willing to be give up assets? Or are you in pure asset acquirement mode?
No. How many more draft? They have 11 draft picks next year. They don't need any more draft picks. They need players. Okay? They need players. And Wilson's 25 years old. Robinson's are around that age, too. Three, as you mentioned, a couple years of control. His contract's up after 2028 there. And what a difference he has made, right? As much as we love Greg Newsome, but we just didn't see a whole lot of that from Greg Newsome. We saw a lot of dancing. We saw a lot of, celebrating overthrows and stuff like that. But we didn't see a lot of pick sixes from Greg Newsome. And in his second game here, he comes up with a pick six. Also, by the way, saved 2 touchdowns on Sunday. Let's not forget that as well. So that trade with Jacksonville is looking to be oh so sweet, as is the one that he made prior to the NFL draft. Well, it was announced the night of the first round of the draft, but it was made to 2.5 weeks before the draft in moving down from number two to number five. You know, Travis Hunter finally scored a touchdown for Jacksonville last weekend. That's been a long time coming, but, you know, Andrew did ultimately the right thing, whether, you know, fans want to agree with that or whether fans were happy with the move or not. Ultimately, it was the right move to make. But yeah, you're not in asset acquisition mode. You don't need assets, okay? You need players that can play. And Garrett Wilson qualifies as a player who could play and could come in here and help this team.
I like it. Daryl, we got to run. But as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Always good to talk to you. And hey, who knows? Maybe by the time we're looking at this game tomorrow, we'll have some confidence going up against the Patriots and Drake May.
We'll see.
Okay.
The good news is Bill Belichick, the old Bill Belichick, the younger Bill Belichick is not coaching that Patriot team. The bad news is it's Mike Vrabel and he was here last year.
Yeah, that is going to be an interesting conversation for us tomorrow, Daryl. I appreciate you.
You betcha.
Daryl Ryder, our very own Cleveland Sports Beat Reporter, with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what Daryl had to say as well, a deeper look into Dylan Gabriel and what might just be an extra piece, an extra pass catcher to actually throw to him. That's coming your way in 5 minutes in overtime with Jake Volnick right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.